This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Good news for Crook County residents. We've got details ahead.
How to solve the problem of false security alarms coming up. We'll tell you what the Bend City Council is considering.
Is Bend's mail processing center still in danger of closing?
And some promising signs in the local real estate market. Those stories and more coming up.
With Kelly Blyer, I'm Frank Bonacresti.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
U.S. Congressman Greg Walden of Oregon visited Central Oregon this past weekend for a town hall in Prineville, where he had some great news.
The majority leader of the House is committed that we'll have the Bowman Dam legislation up on the House floor in the next couple of weeks. The Democrats in the House have signed off on it, and so it's ready to go.
Walden says the legislation to move the boundary line error at Bowman Dam will pave the way for construction of a small-scale hydropower facility at the base of the dam. The city of Prineville will have more water available, and this will bring in more jobs in the form of additional data centers and construction jobs. Walden also hinted that there's a third data center that is seriously considering building a new facility in Prineville.
Oregon voters' ballots are due by tomorrow. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports some voters are using a new method to make their mark.
Some voters with disabilities are now using iPads to vote. Oregon Secretary of State Kate Brown says they did a test run in the recent congressional election.
We have now provided iPads for each of Oregon's 36 counties, specifically geared for voters with disabilities to be able to mark their ballot.
It's easier for some voters to use, but it's also helpful to election workers.
Because they can pick it up along with the printer and take it to the homes of the particular voter if need be.
Ballots are due Tuesday by 8 p.m. It's too late to mail them. Felicia Heaton, News Talk 1110 KBND.
The U.S. Senate recently voted to impose a one-year moratorium on post office closures, but the U.S. House hasn't taken up the measure. The Bend Bulletin reports that means the Bend Mail Processing Center could still be closed when a voluntary moratorium ends on Tuesday. Several months ago, the Postal Service considered closing all of Oregon's mail processing centers except those in Portland to save more than $2 million. It's believed when the moratorium ends on Tuesday, the Postal Service will continue to look for ways to cut costs.
Bend police responding to false alarms incur about $100,000 in costs each year. The Bend City Council is considering several options to cut costs that dig deep into the police budget. City Manager Eric King says one possibility is a fee structure.
The city police department is trying to do more with less, and it's a matter of prioritization. And if we're sending out officers to respond to false alarms, you know, that's probably not the best use of our time. So we're looking to reduce those false alarms. And so we're bringing forth an ordinance to council that would put a fee structure in place that would, right now, if you have three offenses, you get fined on the third false alarm incidents. We're going to move that to the first.
King says the fees are not meant to be punitive, and if there are extenuating circumstances, there will be exceptions. He says the council will continue the discussion on the false alarm problem at the next city council work session, and it should be up for a vote in June.
Accelerate Bend is an event that hopes to bring the community up to speed on Bend enhancement projects that were identified in 2005 with the Bend 2030 project. Lots of projects that are working to make a better place were just kernels of ideas back in 2005, but today 76% of them are actively moving forward. Accelerate Bend project manager Marika Smiley says they want the community to come out and get an update on what's happening and get your opinion.
It is your community vision. We want you to be part of it. We want you to voice your opinion, voice your vision, and let us know, you know, what it is that we need to do. And Bend 2030 is not the organization that is making everything happen. These community partners are the ones that are making things happen, and everybody participating is also making the vision happen. So we just want everybody to be involved and engaged.
Smiley says the event is at the Tower Theater on May 24th at 7 p.m. It's free, but they would appreciate you making a reservation to ensure there's enough seating.
We're going into the busiest time for realtors. Many people move during the summer months, and Bend realtor Bob McClung with Prudential Northwest Properties admits our area was pretty hard hit the last couple of years, but finds optimistic signs in the local market.
We're getting to a place where it may be bottoming out. We're in a market where we don't have much inventory, so that's a good sign. And so as inventory is short, that'll cause a demand on price.
McClung says short sales and foreclosures are moving through without flooding the local market. He also says local builders are starting to build again and are getting a little better price than existing homes.
With summer vacation only a few weeks away, it's time for teenagers to start job hunting. We get this report from 1110 KBND's John Erickson.
It's looking up for teens finding a summer job.
Their odds are looking a little better this year, I'd say, than in the past 3 years.
Employment economist Nick Blachick says jobs are growing in retail, restaurants, and recreation.
Now's the time to start looking. You want to be first to get your application in and talk to potential employers.
He says it's a good idea to apply where you have a personal connection. It doesn't hurt to know someone. John Erickson, News Talk 1110 KBND.